Coming. What?
Good morning, or afternoon, kind sir, or madam. It is a pleasure to meet you. My name is Elizabeth Patrice Walker. I am selling Christmas goodies as a fundraiser for my school. All proceeds from these sales go directly to my school. Don't worry, it's not a scam. Might I interest you in some festive goodies?
No.
Perhaps you might be interested in some culinary delights. We have some homemade gingerbread.
No!
Some tasty peanut butter fudge. All right, at least I think that's what it was.
That is repulsive. Get that away from me.
I think I left it in the sun too long. Don't worry, my grandmother will still buy it. Perhaps you might enjoy these beautiful seasonal cards decorated with nativity scenes.
No, no, no. I don't want any of your junk.
I would hardly call this quality merchandise junk. Would you be interested in a necktie with an electronic Rudolph nose? It blinks!
Did you not see the large no soliciting sign in the front of the neighborhood?
Oh, yes, sir, I did. Unfortunately, I have no idea what it means, but I will definitely keep an eye out for any suspicious characters.
Young lady, panhandling is a misdemeanor. Or at least it should be. So if you can kindly take all this junk off my front porch immediately, I may decide not to call the police.
Well, a simple no thank you would have sufficed. I'm sorry if I'm being too persistent, sir. My teachers tell me it's both endearing and trying.
Yeah, well, I can definitely see that. Norma! I need a nerve pill! This child is upsetting me!
Who's Norma?
She's my caretaker, if it's any of your business. Norma!
I'm very sorry to have bothered you. Here, take this candy cane on the house.
Young lady, I don't want any of your Christmas junk. Did you not happen to notice that my house is the only house on the entire block that doesn't have any Christmas decorations?
Well, I thought maybe you hadn't gotten around to putting
them up. Well, you thought wrong. I don't celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a holiday for superstitious and simple-minded people. The only thing worse than Christmas is Easter.
Oh, I love Easter.
Shocking. What a poor excuse for parenting. What kind of school has children peddle Christmas goods as a fundraiser anyway?
My school does. Shady Mountain Christian School. It's a great school.
Ah, I see. That explains everything.
Dr. Fritz, did he want your pill?
Listen to me, kid. You ignore anything they tell you at that school. You're being taught nothing but lies and foolishness.
Dr. Fritz!
Coming, Norma! Now remember what I said. You ignore anything you hear from that school, especially anything about Christmas or Jesus.
Christian. go tell it. Go tell it. Shout, go share, go spread, and sing that Jesus Christ is King. Go tell it. Go tell it. Shout, go share, go spread, and sing that Jesus Christ is King.
Street at 201.
Yeah, I know who you are. You're the one who left Christmas cookies on my front porch when you moved in.
Oh, yes, I guess I did.
Well, I'm diabetic, so I would appreciate if you didn't leave poisonous things on my doorstep. Also, that junk mail about the summer cookout and fall festival at some church, that belongs in the trash bin, not on my front porch.
I'm sorry about the cookies. I had no idea.
Well, so you didn't. Well, what do you want now?
Well, my daughter Lizzie came by a few minutes ago selling Christmas stuff.
Yes, I vividly remember. What of it?
Well, she seems to think you told her not to listen to anything her teachers say at school. I was sure she must have been mistaken, but she seemed very confused.
I most certainly did tell her to ignore any brainwashing drivel spoon-fed to her at that poor excuse for school. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, sir, I must say I am shocked. I thought for sure Lizzie had misunderstood what you were saying. I understand you may not agree with our beliefs, but I would appreciate it if you wouldn't tell my little girl not to listen at school.
Well, I would appreciate it if you didn't let your little girl trespass on my property and panhandle worthless junk like some vagabond on my front porch.
I tried telling him it wasn't junk, Mom. I even showed him the tie.
Ugh! Norma! I need another pill! The child is back!
Look, Mr.
Fitz! And it's Dr. Fitz!
Dr. Fitz, I'm sorry for bothering you. We will make sure not to bother you with anything in the future.
Good. I'm an old and sick man who isn't going to live much longer, and I would just like to have a few days of peace.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Dr. Fitz. I'll be praying for you. Please let me know if there's anything I can do.
Yes. There's definitely something you can do. Don't pray for me. And take that child out of that school. She's a bright one and has a lot of potential.
See, Mom? I told you he likes me. He just looks like a mean old man on the outside.
I didn't spend 40 years educating students in molecular biology to stand by while children are taught superstition.
Well, I don't think I can do either of those things, Dr. Fitz. I am going to pray that God brings true peace to your soul, peace that only comes through the gospel.
I'm going to pray too, Mr. Dr. Fitz.
Norma! Bring me two pills! Norma!
Mr. Dr. Fitz, do you want to come to my Christmas play?
Oh no, Lizzie, he doesn't want to.
I'm going to be the star of the play, at the top of the manger, and I'm going to sing a beautiful song about Jesus.
Norma!
I'm coming, Dr. Fitz.
What took you so long? I may keel over any minute.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz, but I've been on the phone with my son-in-law. My daughter's going to have a baby any moment.
Oh, congratulations.
I have to fly to Miami tonight.
What? Miami? What am I supposed to do?
I'm so sorry, Dr. Fitz. I can call the agency and have someone else sent over as soon as they're available, but it is the holidays.
Well, that's just great. I'm most likely going to die any minute, and I'm not even going to have anyone here to give me my last few pain pills before I die.
Oh, Dr. Fitz, it isn't all that bad.
Oh, Mr. Fitz, I have an idea. My older sister, Sarah, she's a nurse.
Well, she's in college studying to be a nurse.
She and I can come over and babysit you.
I don't need a babysitter!
Oh.
Oh, what a great idea, Dr. Fitz. Just need supervision and someone to pop him a pill every now and then. I'm sure your daughter would be qualified. Let me just check it with the agency.
I don't know. I mean, is that okay with you, Dr. Fitz?
Please, 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 Dr. Fitz. I'll make you cookies. I'll even help you decorate.
Well, it doesn't seem I have much choice, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Fine. On one condition. No Christmas.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Grandparents, and I always wanted one.
I didn't think that's exactly how that works. Wait a minute! What's that in your hand?
It's a shepherd.
I told you you could bring a few decorations over, just as long as they were not religious.
But Mr. Fitz, that's impossible. Jesus' birth is the whole point of Christmas. It wouldn't even be a holiday without it.
A deal's a deal. None of that nonsense in my house.
Oh, Mr. Fitz, don't be such a Scrooge. Or, I guess in this Christmas story, you would be Herod.
Nope.
Oh, never mind.
Lizzie, why don't you sit down? You're looking a little flushed.
I'm okay, Sarah. I know you don't want Jesus in your house right now, but I sure hope one day you'll let him in your heart.
I don't even know what that means.
I know you don't, but you will.
Near quiet knocking at Bethlehem's door raised.
Oh, Maggie, you wouldn't believe this child. She's just as pushy and as excitable as you were. Being around her makes me miss you so much. Oh, and she talks about Jesus all the time. I knew you'd get a kick out of that. Maggie, I just feel so alone all the time.
Hey, Mr. Fitz. How are you feeling today? You look great.
Good afternoon, Lizzie. I'm feeling achy and miserable.
Well, I know what will fix that. I brought you some Christmas music.
Sarah, you might as well bring a bill now.
Who's Maggie?
What?
I heard you talking to Maggie, but I didn't see anybody.
Maggie is my wife. She passed away a little over a year ago. I occasionally talk to her without realizing it, I guess.
Oh, is that kind of like praying?
No, it most certainly is not.
I wish I could have met her, Mr. Fitz. I know I would have liked her.
I think she would have liked you, too.
Did you say you needed a pill, Dr. Fitz? Oh, Lizzie, how are you feeling?
I'm great, not achy or miserable.
Well, I feel just awful, and I need my pills. Sarah, but I guess you don't care about me.
I'll get the pill for you right away, Dr. Fitz.
Lizzie, you left that there the other day.
Oh, that's where the lost shepherd went.
I've been trying to remember. What did the shepherds have to do with the baby Jesus anyway? Didn't they take the baby to a stable or something like that?
No, 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 Mr. Fitz. They didn't take the baby Jesus. They found him.
But why were they looking for him?
Because they had heard their whole lives that a Messiah was coming who was going to set his people free. But then one night, while they were sitting out in the fields, an angel appeared in the sky. He told the shepherds that the Messiah had been born that very night. Well, naturally, they got really scared at seeing a big angel floating in the sky and all. But then the angel invited them to come and see Jesus and worship him.
But if he was the great Messiah of the Jews, why would the angels bother telling random shepherds? Why wouldn't they tell important people, or why didn't they tell everyone for that matter?
There were kings that got to come see Jesus too, but the shepherds got to see him first. My teacher said that that's just the way God is. He isn't a respecter of persons, and Jesus wasn't for the rich people or the religious people. He came to die on the cross for everyone, and anyone who believes in him can have eternal life.
From heaven, on this night Messiah was born.
story. Very inspirational.
It's not just a story, Mr. Fitz. It really happened.
I can tell you certainly believed it happened. How about you tell me the story, but this time leave out all the parts that are make-believe, like the miracles and the angels and all that stuff.
I can see we still have a long way to go with you, Mr. Fitz. You know, even old people can become Christians. All you have to do is repent of your sin and accept Jesus as your personal savior.
Your Jesus has plenty of old people without adding me to the list.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. I can't find your pain medication. Do you remember where you put it last?
Of course not. I'm old. You're young. I lose everything. I'm sure you'll find it, but hurry up. I feel awful.
Mr. Fitz, will you come to my Christmas play tonight at school? Won't you? Please?
Lizzie, you ask me this every day, and I give you the same answer.
Oh, but I know you would like it. I'm going to be the star of the show.
Oh, are you playing Baby Jesus?
Oh, no. We're using a baby doll for Baby Jesus.
Lizzie is playing the actual star, you know, the Bethlehem star.
I get to stand at the top of the stable and sing the star song.
Well, that does sound entertaining. Sarah, did you find my pills yet?
Yes, sir. They're right here. Lizzie, what's wrong? Are you feeling tired?
I'm just sleepy, that's all.
For someone who's here to take care of me, you sure don't spend a lot of time doing it.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. It's just...
I've been asking for my pills over and over again.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. Here's your pill. But you know you're not the only person with problems.
No, I'm just the one who's dying.
If you only knew the truth, you would feel...
Sarah, let's go. We have much to do before the concert tonight. Goodbye, Mr. Fitz. I hope you feel better. I'll pray for you every night.
Bye, Dr. Fitz. I'll be in tomorrow morning.
Bye, girls. Good night. Yeah, good luck to you tonight, Lizzie.
I'll look for you in the audience. I'll be the one in the star costume.
A star costume. Who heard of such? What did she write on this CD? Should help answer your questions. I wonder what's on here.
Tree dies in grief and agony. You sure have. Welcome to the Shady Mountain Christian School Christmas program.
Is everyone here always so perky?
It's just about to start. Do you have a grandchild in the play?
No, well, not exactly, but kind of.
Well, hurry on and get a seat. We're just about to start.
I actually need a seat near an exit with no drafts, and I hope there's no strobe lighting!
Sent to offer hope to man, shepherds come and bow before him, see salvation's plan.
A wondrous night, the star is shining bright, sending light to the weary and worn.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but Lizzie has had another episode this afternoon, and she's in the hospital right now.
What? What kind of episode? What are you talking about?
Didn't you know? Lizzie's very ill.
What?
Yeah, she isn't able to make it to school very often, And although we wanted her to be in the play, she just wasn't able to make it.
No, 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 no. That can't be right. You must be talking to someone else.
I'm sorry.
I must get through! Oh, Lizzie! Dear God, I know I haven't really talked to you very much, or you haven't really heard from me very much. I guess what I mean is, if you could just listen to me this one time, I don't know what to say. I know I haven't spent most of my life denying you, and it seems shameful to me to be coming to you now. But God, I feel helpless. This little girl is such a wonderful little girl, and it just seems so wrong that she should suffer. Please, God, just spare her life. Please don't take her away from me and her mother. We need her. I'm sorry that I spent all these years fighting against you. I used to think you were harsh and uncaring and mean, and I wanted so much for you to be not real. But this little girl and her family have taught me what I was wrong. I know that you are the God of kings and shepherds. You love all people, even the most wretched sinners, even people who denied you and have fought against you. God, I believe in you, and I believe your son died for me. I accept you as my savior. I've heard this story of your birth and death, and I believe in you.
Pride and sin.
Please, Lord, hear my prayer. Please don't let this little girl die.
I'm not dying, Mr. Fitz. I was just taking a nap.
Oh, Lizzie, you're awake.
Careful, Mr. Fitz. The doctor stuck wires in me.
I'm sorry. I'm just so happy that you're all right.
Were you just praying, Mr. Fitz?
Well, yes, Lizzie, I was. After a long time of running from God, I think I finally wanted to accept him.
Mr. Fitz, that's the most wonderful news I think I've ever heard. Oh, Mommy, did you hear? Mr. Fitz trusted Christ.
Dr. Fitz, that's so wonderful. Praise the Lord.
You know, I've never told you this, but my wife was a believer.
Really?
Yes. She visited a church with friends of hers several years ago and came home announcing that she was a Christian. It made me so mad. I was awful to her. I was awful about her faith. I just couldn't understand why she would believe in a God who made her so sick and then took her from me.
Well, I've struggled with the same thoughts the past few years with Lizzie. But I remember that God is good no matter what I may think or feel, and his way is best, even if I wouldn't have chosen it myself.
I just wish I could tell Maggie that I finally trusted Christ as my Savior.
Don't worry, Mr. Fitz. She already knows.
What do you mean?
Well, the angels have been celebrating in heaven for at least 5 minutes by now.
How do you know that?
The Bible says in Luke that there is joy in heaven over just one sinner who repents. So when you repented and accepted Jesus as your Savior, the angels in heaven celebrated. I'm sure Maggie must have heard them. I mean, just imagine how loud an angel celebration must be. Mr. Fitz, are you crying?
I'm just so happy.
Does this mean I can bring the rest of my Christmas decorations over?
You can bring over anything that you want, especially those shepherds.
You know, you're kind of like one of those shepherds, Mr. Fitz, because you heard about Jesus at Christmas time.
And you found him at Christmas time.
And because I was one of the least deserving of people to see the Savior, yet he still sought me. Lizzie, I want you to tell me the story one more time. Only this time, don't leave anything out.
Christian men rejoice,
rejoice,
hold their thoughts.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Drama. Christ indeed was born to save. Think about those words just a minute. We have Christmas every year, and if you get past Santa Claus and all the decorations and lights, which I am not against the decorations and lights, we come to a manger. And the manger is very sentimental in some ways. We think of babies, sleeping in the hay, lullabies. But what was the purpose? What really happened on that Christmas day? What happened? Just a baby born in a nice soft hay in a barn and rural scenes and stars in the sky. No. This was God himself leaving heaven, the throne of heaven, and entering into this world, not as a king, not as a man, not as a ruler, but as a baby.
Amen.
A baby that would be born, that would grow up, that would live, and then that would ultimately die on the cross for our sins. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. Christ was born to save. And Jesus' own words in Luke 19:10, he said this, explaining why he came. He said, the Son of Man, listen to these words, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Those wonderful words. He says, the Son of Man, he's speaking of himself. Jesus' favorite title for himself identifies himself with humanity, the Son of Man. In fact, the Bible calls him the second Adam. In 1 Corinthians 15:45, it says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. You say, what does all that mean? Even the carol, Hark the Herald Angels, in one of the verses that we don't always sing because they're not printed in the hymn book, but it says, second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. In other words, he did what Adam couldn't do. Adam failed. He sinned. He plunged the entire human race into sin. But Jesus came along and did what Adam couldn't do, and that is he lived a perfect life, as we sang already here this morning. And then he went to that cross to do what? To pay for the sin that Adam started and came upon the entire human race. You know, every one of us are sinners. Every one of us. And we all have sinned. We've all violated God's holy standard. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, that's Christmas, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so Jesus said, the Son of Man. And then he said, is come. That's Christmas. Right? And then he said, to seek. Have you ever gone on a search sometime? Maybe you did that this morning. You couldn't find your lost sock somewhere. Maybe you couldn't find a piece of jewelry. Maybe you couldn't find the keys to your car. How many couldn't find the keys to your car this morning? Really? Nobody? Wow. That happens about at least once a week in my family. But we seek. You go on a search, and you put everything else aside for that one lost key. You know, Jesus came to search for that which is lost. Can I tell you, he came to search for you? And you, 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 and you. You are a valuable, valuable soul. He wants you. You might have rejected him all your life. Maybe you have just wandered away from him. Maybe you're saved and wandered away. Maybe you've kind of ignored him. Maybe you've not even thought about it. Maybe somebody drug you to church this morning. Can I tell you, that wasn't an accident. Jesus is searching. He's seeking for you. He loves you. And he wants to save you, even as it's dramatized about this doctor getting saved. It's a funny story, fictitious story, but yet it's real. Because Jesus wants to searching for every lost soul. I come to seek, and then the last one, to save. Aren't you glad Jesus came to save? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He came to save us. He didn't come just to live a good exemplary life. He didn't just come so we can sing Away in a Manger. He didn't come just to sing so we can sing Silent Night and put up Christmas. No. He came for a purpose. He invaded this planet so that he could one day go to that cross and pay the price for your sins that Adam started in the Garden of Eden. Are you saved tonight? This morning? Are you? You say, well, how do you get saved? You hear that a lot. Very simply, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and listen to this part, listen, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, or most wonderful words in the Bible, saying with me, thou shalt be saved. Saved from hell. I don't like to talk about that much, but saved from the awful punishment of hell, where you'll live for eternity without God. Rescued, where we all deserve, and being allowed to go to heaven to live with him. Just simply call upon him and ask him to come into your heart and save you. Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called upon him and asked him to save you? That's a question everyone must ask from 3 years old, 4 years old, to 94 years old. We must ask that question. You know, about a year ago, I had the privilege of being part, and I didn't lead her, the one I was with, the Christian did, but a 90-year-old lady bowed her head and asked Christ to save her soul. Is it ever too old to get saved? No. As long as there's life, there's breath, there's hope, would you get saved today if you're not? Christian, would you rejoice and tell everyone we can about the good news of Christmas? Let's bow, please.